Quick email here from Akshay Rao, who says he's listening in New Delhi in India. Been listening to your podcast for a month now. I've not been able to get through all of the archives yet, but you guys have me hooked already. I'm an undergraduate computer science engineering student, and I often listen to the podcast while I'm travelling to and from my students' homes, where I give them guitar lessons. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you very much. It's amazing to think that people in India are on their commuter are listening to what's going
wonderful.
On here in Cambridge.
It really is wonderful. It makes the world seem like a very small and intimate place indeed. I've got an email here from Don in Castro Valley in California, and he says, TV crime programmes are fond of showing DNA samples taken from suspects by swabbing the inside of their mouth. Now, human mouths are filled with all sorts of bacteria, so the swab must collect piles of non-human DNA, as well as perhaps a bit of cow and lettuce DNA or tuna or whatever you've had for lunch. So he wants to know, how can human DNA be separated from all this other gunk that might be swilling around our mouths, assuming we haven't just cleaned our teeth? And he says, thanks for the great programme.
Yeah, the answer is that yes, the DNA samples you pick up from the environment are contaminated with everything, bacteria, what you've had for lunch, doesn't matter where you get it from, you're going to have bacterial and other kinds of contaminating DNA. But the way we do the technique is that we amplify human DNA sequences, and then we use a probe, which is a little piece of genetic material that only latches on to very specific sequences of DNA, and we use probes that only recognise human DNA sequences, and you then bind that onto the DNA sample you've collected, so the only patterns you see relate to human DNA that you've got from a crime scene. So even though there's all that other spurious DNA there, it doesn't matter because it doesn't mix up or interfere with the process.
We're actually just looking for human DNA, really. We're kind of ignoring anything else that might be out there.